Disc 2.
Chapter 5. "I just don't understand it," said Klaus, which was not something he said very often. Violet nodded in agreement, and then said something she didn't say very frequently either. "It's a puzzle I'm not sure we can solve."
"Pietri sicamolo via del recchio to Mexiti,"
Sunny said, which was something she had said only once before. It meant something along the lines of, "I must admit I don't have the faintest idea of what is going on." And the first time the youngest Baudelaire had said it, she had just been brought home from the hospital where she was born, and was looking at her siblings as they leaned over her crib to greet her. This time she was sitting in the unfinished wing of the hospital where she worked, and was looking at her siblings as they tried to guess what Hal had meant when he had mentioned the Snicket fires. If I had been with the children, I would have been able to tell them a long and terrible story about men and women who joined a noble organization only to find their lives wrecked by a greedy man and a lazy newspaper. But the siblings were alone, and all they had of the story were a few pages from the Quagmire notebooks. It was night, and after working all day in the Library of Records, the Baudelaire orphans had made themselves as comfortable as they could in the half-finished section of Heimlich Hospital. But I'm sorry to say the phrase, "as comfortable as they could," here means not very comfortable at all. Violet had found a few flashlights designed to be used by builders working in dark corners. But when she arranged them to light up their surroundings, the light only made clear just how filthy their surroundings really were. Klaus had found some drop cloths designed to be used by painters who did not want to drip paint on the floor. But when he wrapped them around himself and his sisters, the warmth only made clear just how freezing it was when the evening wind blew through the sheets of plastic that were nailed to the wooden boards. And Sunny had used her teeth to chop up some of the fruit in Hal's bowl to make a sort of fruit salad for dinner. But each handful of chopped fruit only made clear just how inappropriate it was to be living in such a bare and lonely place. But even though it was clear to the children how filthy, freezing, and inappropriate their new living quarters were, nothing else seemed clear at all. "We wanted to use the Library of Records to learn more about Jacques Snicket," Violet said, "but we might end up learning more about ourselves. What in the world do you think is written about us in that file Hal mentioned?" "I don't know," Klaus replied, "and I don't think Hal knows, either. He said he doesn't read any of the files."
"Sieg,"
Sunny said, which meant, and I was afraid to ask him any more about it.
"Me too," Violet said. "We simply can't call attention to ourselves. Any minute now, Hal could learn that we're wanted for murder, and we'd be dragged off to jail before we learned anything more."
"We've already escaped from one jail cell," Klaus said. "I don't know if we could do it again."
"I thought if we had a chance to look over these pages from Duncan's and Isadora's notebooks," Violet said, "we would find the answers to our questions. But the Quagmire's notes are very difficult to read.